Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called Summer Camp Critter Jitters. The story was written by Jory John. It's illustrated by Liz Klimo. And on the cover, we see a bunch of different animals. And they're all talking to each other. There's a bear, and he says, "Anybody else feeling skittish?" And what do you think all the other animals were saying? There's a mole and a snake and a mouse and a skunk.
Read what they all say.
Mm-hmm. And a rabbit and...
Read what they all say.
Mm-hmm. They're all saying...
No.
And yes. 100%
me.
Fully. Entirely.
Totally.
Yep. I think all of the critters are... feeling skittish. Do you know what it means to feel skittish? That's a big feeling, to feel skittish. It means that you are feeling slightly afraid. You're feeling a little nervous. You're feeling a little uncomfortable. So let's read about it. Are you ready? Okay. The very first animal we see is a... Oh, wait. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Chicken!
Her chicken. As per usual, we have a chicken in the house.
Quack, quack.
Okay. So the very first animal we see is a sloth. And you know how sloths are. They move very slowly. He says, "Am I nervous about the first day of summer camp? Absolutely. After all, it's the wilderness, the wild. What if I have to catch my own lunch out there?" Oh, well, sloths aren't very funny, or aren't very fast, are they? So he says in his, he's imagining that he has to chase down his own leaf. "I'm so hungry. Please, come here, leaf." But the wind is blowing the leaf away, and he can never catch up with the wind. Oh, the next page has a skunk.
"Do they tell ghost stories at camp? Because I don't like ghost stories. Let's just say I have a tendency to smell things up when I'm feeling scared."
It's true. Whenever you frighten a skunk, they release a very powerful smell, a very stinky smell. And so he's imagining there he is at camp, and they're reading scary stories from a spooky stories book. And he gets scared, and oops, he has let out the smell, and all the other animals are grossed out. Oh, dear. And then here comes the mole. He's also got concerns.
"Are there sports at this place? I'm not so great at sports, trust me."
And in his imagination, he sees that he's having to play archery, and they've given him a bow and an arrow, and he doesn't know what to do with it.
"Are you sure I should be doing this?"
And all the other campers are running, because he does not know how to shoot a bow and arrow, does he?
No,
he's actually kind of awful at it. If you shoot a bow and arrow straight up, it'll fall back down and poke you. And there's also a duck.
"Please tell me there isn't a lake. Because if I'm being honest here, I never learned how to swim. Can you imagine being a duck and never learning how to swim? Well, that's my life, pal."
And everyone else is in the water in his imagination. Mm-hmm. But not him. He's so scared. He has floaties on. Can you imagine a duck with floaties? And here comes the bunny rabbit.
Is it going to bother everybody if I need to hop around at night? That's usually the only way I get tired enough to fall asleep.
And so she's imagining here she is in the camper, in the camp tent or in the cabin, bouncing, and all the other animals are saying, "Hey!" She's saying, "Sorry, Poor bunny. Uh-oh. The snake has some bad thoughts, too. He says,
I'm afraid I won't make any friends. Have you ever bumped into a snake in the woods? It doesn't usually go so well.
Oh, he's scared. But
howdy, I'm Norman.
He'll say to all the other campers who will, yikes, run, whoa.
Eek.
Mm-hmm. The bear is also concerned.
Will I get lost out there? Because the woods kind of freak me out, if I'm being honest. I'm more of an indoor type of bear.
Ooh, in his imagination, he gets lost in the dark woods. And he looks around and there are spooky eyes and danger signs. Oh, no. Even the kangaroo is concerned. I was told that I'm supposed to bring a sleeping bag to camp. You know, it's way better than a sleeping bag. A pouch. And I've already got one of those at home, he says. And he's trying to tuck himself into the sleeping bag, and he says, how is this supposed to be comfortable? It doesn't look very comfortable to him. I think he's in it the wrong way, don't you? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. The parrot is also concerned.
What if I can't stop talking while everybody is trying to listen to our counselor? It's a concern.
And in his frightening thought, all the other animals are sitting there patiently listening quietly. And the counselor says, please be quiet, parrot. And he says,
please be quiet, parrot. Please be quiet, parrot. Please be quiet, parrot.
Because parrots have a tendency to
bore people.
Yeah. Even the mouse is concerned.
Are there bunk beds? Will I have to sleep on the top bunk? I don't think I could even get to the top bunk. Or even the bottom bunk. Is this a bed or a tower?
Oh, poor guy. In his imagination, the bunk beds in the cabin are really, really big. That's probably pretty scary. I don't think I'd want to sleep on the top bunk if I was a mouse either. So nevertheless, all of the animals come out to go to the camp. They wait at the bus stop, and they all look really upset. And they get in the bus, and they go to the camp, and they all look really upset. And then look, they have to face the scary thought. The bear sees the dark woods. The mole sees the sports, the duck sees the water. And the skunk says,
okay, here's our cabin, but where's our counselor?
And the bear says, no idea. And the mouse says,
seriously, no clue.
And the bunny says,
wait, what's that? Up there.
What is that up there? In the picture we see, there's looks like a cat maybe? That's climbed a tree with a big old sign that says, welcome.
It seems to be a welcome banner, huh? But why is it sideways?
Says the duck.
Yes. Hello there, campers. Can you hear me down there? Welcome to camp. I'm Sammy, your counselor. You can call me Sam. So anyway, I'm really excited to see all of you.
Says Sammy, their cat camp counselor, who is in a tree holding a welcome banner sideways. And the bear says,
whoa, why are you in a tree? Shouldn't you be, like, down here?
Well, yes. As it happens, this is my first year as a counselor, so I wanted to make a good impression, so I made this banner, and then I got stuck, so I may just have to be your counselor from up here this summer. Any questions?
All of the campers just stare. Their faces are blank. The mole says,
camp really isn't camp without a counselor.
The skunk says,
agreed, this isn't good.
The bunny says,
we've got to rescue that kitty cat.
The bear says,
but how?
The parrot says,
but how?
And the snake
says, let's work together.
So now here we go. What's their plan going to be? The duck says,
we can build a ladder out of branches.
The mole says,
I'll dig up some roots to fasten the branches together.
That's a good idea. The mouse says,
I'll use my tiny paws to tie the nuts.
The skunk says,
I'll carry the ladder into place.
The snake says,
I can hang the other side of the welcome banner with my fangs.
The bear says,
and I guess you need me to get the branches from the woods.
Don't worry, we'll go with you,
says the bunny. Yeah, we'll keep you company. Buddy system, says the kangaroo. And the parrot agrees.
Buddy system.
And the cat, counselor, stays in the tree.
I'll be right here.
So off they go. The parrot, the bunny, the bear, and the kangaroo they've got all of the bits of wood, and then the mole and the mouse and the duck are putting them together to make a ladder, and the snake is climbing up the ladder. The bear says,
here, I'll help you climb back down. Grab some fur.
The snake hangs the banner, and then now our friend Sammy is on the ground, and he says, whew, or I guess she says,
well, hello, campers. It's lovely to meet you up close. We all worked together so nicely to rescue me. Thank you. What a swell bonding experience. You're a team now. Also, the banner looks great. I hope you feel welcome. And now, without further ado, please let me show you around. Right this way.
They did it. That's a huge success. And away they go. The bear says,
the woods are actually kind of nice. Plenty of greenery, so lots to climb. What was I afraid of?
Oh, not afraid after all, huh?
What was who afraid of?
The bear. Everyone agrees with him. And now, look at this. The mole is realizing something.
Oh, thank you. I guess I might like some sports.
What sport are they playing? Well, the skunk is curious.
Is chess a sport?
It is. They're playing chess. And now look who's learning to swim.
I'm floating. Hey, everybody, I'm floating.
I'm floating, says the duck. But look, underneath him, it's actually... So the duck says, I'm floating. But underneath him, we can see what's helping him float.
And I'm helping my new friend,
said the snake, who has turned himself into... a floaty. That's too funny.
And the mouse and the
mole
said,
nice work.
Yep. And guess when it comes in helpful to be a parrot? When you're singing a campfire song and you're supposed to
repeat after me. Repeat after me.
Says the parrot. He's having the best time. And here we are around the campfire at night, roasting marshmallows. And the bear says,
can you pass the marshmallows?
And the mole says,
watching this fire is better than watching TV.
And the camp counselor says,
hey, everyone, how about a story?
Uh-oh. Here comes our chance for our skunk. He says,
wait, is this a spooky story? I don't like spooky stories.
But then... in the distance, snap, a noise. And everyone goes,
whoa, did you hear that?
Maybe it was the wind.
Yeah, it was a snapping noise. And this is why I don't like spooky stories.
Ah, they all scream because what do they see in the distance?
See, I told you the woods were no good,
The bear said, because they can see a ghost, right, in the distance. But is it really a ghost?
No.
Hi. Sorry I'm late. I missed the bus. My mom had to drive me.
It's the sloth from the very beginning who was worried. Oh my goodness. Oh, says everyone. And the counselor says, welcome. Have a seat. We're making s'mores.
S'mores? You mean I don't have to catch my own food?
And everyone just laughs at that.
So it's a beautiful night. Everyone sleeps well in the camp. The sun comes up in the morning, and everyone is in a really good mood because they've had a wonderful night's sleep. The bear says,
the woods look so lovely in the morning light. Nice.
The kangaroo says, my sleeping bag actually kept me pretty warm. Nice.
The bunny said, I didn't need to hop myself to sleep last night. Camp is tiring, but in a good way. Nice.
The sloth is still asleep. The duck says,
I'm excited to get back to the lake today and practice my floating. Nice.
The mouse says,
they made a special bed on the floor. Nice.
Oh, a tiny little bed just for him. He didn't have to climb up after all.
The skunk said, I had some great company, so I didn't get scared. Nice.
And the mole says,
I'm excited for more chess. Nice.
The snake even has a good thing to say.
It's easy to make friends when you're kind to others. Nice.
And the parrot says,
singing helps me get all the talking out of my system. Nice.
And they all had a wonderful time. And here they go to camp. And the mouse says,
we're already a team, everybody.
And what does the skunk say?
It only took a day.
And they all became friends. And the camp counselor says,
nice.
Nice. She's so happy because everybody is friends. And they're all going to work together to have an amazing camp experience. Which is super fun because summer camp should be super fun, shouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is also, say it with me. Yeah. The end.